streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
We'll let Herm ring the bell. I would have done it, but I'd be up in the bell tower. Good morning. Welcome to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. I am not Pastor Jennifer. She's taller. Pastor Jennifer is off today. So she sent us a brief bulletin to follow, and then Danny is going to lead us in our requested Christmas hymn sing. Looking forward to that. I'm your liturgist for today, along with the help from Marcy. And our radio broadcast this morning is sponsored by Steve and Marcy Thurwachter in memory of Marcy's dad, Merton Mainley, whose birthday was yesterday, right? And now, let us take a moment of silence to reflect on this glorious Christmas season.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship. Joy has a contagious ripple effect, so today I invite you to close your eyes and picture some things in your life that bring you joy. A warm cup of coffee, hugs from a grandchild, a walk with a loved one. Now take a moment to reflect. What brings you joy? Now I invite you to open your eyes and turn and find someone sitting near you, someone you don't often talk with. Share with one another what brings you joy in your life. Family of faith, tell us, what are some of the things that bring you joy? Feel free to just shout it out.
Grandchildren.
Lots of grandchildren.
Dogs.
Kids.
Vacation.
Waking up every morning. We have named your joys out loud, and it is clear God is in our joy. God is in this room. We have reason to celebrate. We have reason to sing. Thanks be to God for the bright hope of this day.
Now please join me in our prayer of unburdening. Joyful God, you told us that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be like children.
To be like children, we must practice unhindered joy. Did you mean that like children, we should lean into laughter, release our cynicism, and open ourselves to delight?
In a world as broken and battered as ours, we admit this often seems easier said than done.
Forgive us, gracious God, for the moments when we are so focused on the bad that we miss the good. We know that even now you so delight in our lives. Open our hearts up to you. With gratitude, we pray. Amen.
Friends, hear and believe the good news of the gospel.
We are seen, we are loved, we are forgiven.
That is news worth celebrating. That is news that should make us want to cheer, laugh, cry with relief, dance and sing all at the same time. Let us make a joyful noise for God's abundant mercy.
Verses 22 to 27. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them."
Today's gospel reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 15 through 21. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When the eighth day came, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Here ends our reading. We don't have a sermon today. Otherwise, Danny would have had to give it. So we'll jump right in and do our prayers for the people.
Before anyone starts, I would like to go first. I taught at the middle school for 30 plus years, and one of my dear colleagues was Diane Goodman, physical education teacher. And sadly, her husband, John, passed away this past week. And I would just like to keep Diane and her family and John in our prayers today.
I want to thank, in preparation for our Yuletide concert this afternoon, I totally missed a step, and several members of our congregation had to jump in and hustle and bustle to get this done. So special thanks to Tammy Hirth, Robin Meyer, Carrie Finley, and Rose. So thank you all. You all left time with your families to do a task that I had forgotten all about. So thank you. And I want to thank, because Margaret's not here, some of us showed up yesterday morning to take toys to St. Vincent's. I got here a little earlier, but honest to goodness, by 9:30 we were done. We had, six vehicles, and they were all packed up and taken to St. Vincent's and delivered. So quite the organization. Thank you, Margaret McFarlane, especially. Well, we love to celebrate this wonderful season. Let's keep in our prayers all the families and those who have suffered a loss during this time or have received bad news about a diagnosis. Sometimes we seem to forget that even though it's the holiday season, things continue to happen to people. So keep them in your prayers.
Prayers for the family of Lilas Rabin and Emily Novotny, who passed away this week.
In the silence of our hearts, let us ask for things that we may not have brought out publicly. We say prayers for the family of John Goodman and keep his wife in our prayers during this time. Thanks to our staff in the office that helped do things. Thank you to Margaret McFarlane for having everything ready for St. Vincent, and I think there's probably still a bunch more, Tamara. Let us pray for those that are mourning the loss of loved ones during this holiday season and those struggling with their illness. And let's keep in our hearts and our prayers Lilas Rabin and Emily Novotny, who both have gone to meet their maker. Emily Novotny was 106 years old. So what a nice long life to live, as well as Verda's. We should all hope to live that long and be stable and loving. Now, let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and power and the glory forever. Amen. Now it's time for our offering. Giving itself is a gift, a privilege, an opportunity to respond to God's outpouring of love that he has for all of us. Loving God, you love we laugh, you love when we play, you love when we share. Remind us that your good news is for all people. Amen. Now we can dance. Now I'm turning it over to Mr. Kahn.
I was on the phone yesterday with several customer service people, and they asked me my name, and then they said, Mr. Denny. And I said, no, my name is Mr. Kahn, or my first name is Denny, and they could not get it through their head. I was Mr. Denny all the time, so please, Denny, today. As I was thinking about today's service, I couldn't help but think about when Pastor Bill was here. He was quite adamant, especially in the last few years of his service here, that we only do Advent hymns prior to Christmas Eve. And, okay, that's fine. But it seems a little contrary to the life we live, because about from the week before Halloween, when you go into a big box store or an elevator, we're hearing all kinds of Christmas hymns, too, and Christmas songs. And so I will throw out that today anything is fair game from Advent to Christmas to Epiphany. If you want to pick any of those from either hymnal, the red hymnal or the black hymnal, I will do my best to play it. We necessarily won't do all seven verses of any hymn, but let's have some fun singing the hymns that you want to sing today. So who's got a suggestion for us right away to start things off? Yes, Deb.
The New Century Hymnal, number 522, A Lovely Story.
522 in the New Century Hymnal.
Thank you.
How many of you found yourself using perhaps a few different words as you were singing? Yes, hymns are like everything else. They evolve. And so the New Century Hymnal, in many cases, has different text even than our Red Hymnal does. So that's just, change is not bad, change is not good necessarily, but change is just change. So I guess we can go along with that. Yes, Tamara.
165, hymn number on page, I have no idea. So it's hymn number 165, Wealth Came Down at Christmas.
Oh, four sharps, thank you very much. We'll do one and three. Two and four.
Oh.
Yes, Rose.
William Major, number 124, from the New Century Hymnal.
All three. Christian friends rejoice. Thank you.
refrain. Let's do all three. Okay, it is now time for me to be totally honest with you. When I suggest that we not do all of the verses, as a pianist, I'm reading right hand, I'm reading left hand, and I'm reading text in the middle. And when there's more, four or more, it's really difficult to find, especially that third verse. So I'm going to suggest we do 1, 2, and 4 on this.
Earth's so hard as gold. good night, clear.
131, it came. Let's do 1, 2, and 4 on this one also. Five verses. Let's do 1, 3, and 5.
Thank you.
story, but not so funny. Years ago, we were preparing, when I was a child, we were preparing for the Christmas program, and they said we were going to sing Angels We Have Heard on High, and they played it for us kids. And in my mind, I was thinking of Christ is born, Jesus Christ is born this day, which is an Easter hymn. And they have kind of a similar format. And I kind of argued with Reverend Bixler. I got nowhere. Because I was thinking of an Easter hymn, and I wasn't familiar yet with Angels We Have Heard on High. I would like us to do that. Can we do verses 1 and 4, 125 in our New Century hymnal? More because I like to play it more than anything else. That never would thought actors. But it's a good one. Let's do all three.
Thank you.
144. Let's do all three. We could do it in Hawaii. All three.
Oh.
Thank you, Denny. That was beautiful. Family of faith, in a hurting and lonely world, in a battered and bruised society, there is good news. Jesus Christ is born. So as you leave this place, may you be quick to laugh and quick to hope. May you look for reasons to be grateful. May you not hesitate. May you extend a hand to your neighbor and find God in every moment of joy. For unto you a child is born. That is good news. So go in peace. And I hope some of you come back at 1 for our, is it Old Belfane program? Thank you. Jennifer will be back next week.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.